Now, if you haven't already, your time to vote is here, but that time is growing short. Here in New Jersey, today is the final day for early in-person voting. Then after today, in-person voting will be open to you on Tuesday. Now, hopefully you knew that already, but even at this point as a voter, you still might have some questions. There are also important laws and facts that you really should be aware of as well. Here to help us with all that is the county clerk for Sussex County, New Jersey, Jeff Parrott. How are you today, Mr. Parrott?
Chris, how are you? Very good, thank you.
Great to have you here to help just make sure that people are clear on the hows and whys of what is in these next days ahead for voting. SussexCountyClerk.org. If you're in Sussex County, that's where you'll find a lot of voting information. And if you're listening on the stream throughout the state, vote.nj.gov. And as I mentioned, sir, this is the final day, Sunday, for early in-person voting. What are the specifics now about that?
Well, final day of voting, as you had indicated, sir, is Sunday, November 3rd, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the three designated locations. That would be the Cochran House at 83 Spring Street in Newton, the Louise Childs Library at 21 Stanhope Road, Sparta Road, Stanhope, New Jersey, and the Wantage Library at 69 County Road, 639 in Wantage. Those are the three designated locations, and as you indicated before, 10 o'clock till 6 p.m., you can still vote. If you do not vote on Sunday and you wish to vote on a machine, you're going to have to wait until November 5th, Tuesday.
I'm glad you mentioned the locations, too, because I bet a lot of people think that early voting is going to be in all the many places that the in-person voting is going to be on Tuesday, and that is far from the truth.
That's correct.
Now, if someone had been voting by mail and they want to vote early later on today, what is there any difficulty? Is there anything they have to show or prove, or how would that situation play out?
If they're voting by, if they got a VBM vote by mail ballot, okay, and they decide, you know what, I want to go in and vote on the machine, they can do so, but they're going to vote on paper then. They're not going to vote on the machine. It's called a provisional ballot because on the voter registration records, we're going to have that. We already sent them out a ballot, so you don't have two votes being counted, and that's how we take care of that over here at the county clerk and the election board. Now, with that being said, if they have their paper ballot ready to go in the mail, and they're not quite confident that it's going to get there on time, even though there's time allotted. There's 14 locations, which you can check on my website, 14 locations for drop boxes to drop in your ballot, and those ballots that are dropped in are picked up every day. So you know it gets to the Board of Elections if you drop it in the drop box. And there's 14 locations throughout the county.
So it's a status of my ballot, much like if you've ordered something from Amazon, what's the status of my shipment? You can look that up. It's a similar process.
That's exactly correct, yes.
Now, on moving ahead now to this Tuesday election day, when someone votes either for the first time or repeating as a veteran voter, I guess we'd call them, is there anything they need to bring or have with them for ID purposes?
No, the state of New Jersey, as it is, under New Jersey state law, a voter is generally not required to show ID before voting. If a voter did not provide identification at the time of registration, he or she must show ID at the polling place.
Which leads me to my question, too. If someone is registered to vote, and I can imagine this happening maybe if it's a first-time voter that sort of came in on the close to, if not at the deadline to register, or for whatever reason they can't be confirmed at their voting location, what happens? Do we go into provisional ballot time again?
Well, the poll worker will call the Board of Elections, and that number is 973-579-0950, and for confirmation. So they could, on election day, there will be staff strictly dedicated to answering phone calls. Again, you're going to have to be patient and vigilant as the BOE anticipates a higher-than-usual volume of incoming calls. So the people have to understand that. In that regard.
So with Jeff Parrott, County Clerk for Sussex County, New Jersey, SussexCountyClerk.org. If you live in Sussex County, a wealth of information about voting there. And throughout the state on the stream, it's vote.nj.gov. And you are listening to issues and ideas. Let's move into some of the more maybe less than thought about details that people might be assumed to be automatic, but quite often aren't. Can someone assist you while you are in the voting booth?
Yes. A disability certificate, which are available at each polling location, will need to be completed. These forms can also be used in the instance of a language barrier. So absolutely, we would have assistance there for you.
And this just came to my mind, too. Are service animals allowed in the voting location?
As far as I know, yes, they are. I don't have any more information other than that I understand that service animals have been used in the past. There hasn't been any changes that I'm aware of at this time.
Now, this is one I think that people more often will do unintentionally than intentionally. But certainly campaigns have their merchandise with hats and shirts, buttons, and it goes on from there. Can you wear any item that displays a candidate's name, likeness, image when you go in to vote?
No, they cannot. Anybody, you have to be with any type of paraphernalia regarding somebody that is on the ballot. You have to remain 100 feet away from the voting location. You cannot wear any buttons, anything that any logos, anything to do with your party affiliation or a voter whatsoever. That's state law.
With that in mind, too, either intentionally or unintentionally, you still could potentially be charged with a disorderly person's offense if you did that.
That is true. Most of the poll workers, they do a fantastic job. They are very polite, and if they see somebody coming in with something that is basically a particular party influence, they will ask you to please step outside, and either they're going to ask you to cover it up or you're going to have to change your outfit and then come back in and vote. But that's the way it works. That's what the law says.
Yeah, if it's a hat or a button, even a sweatshirt, that shouldn't be much of an effort or even much any reason for any confrontation for that. Now, what should a voter do, keeping on the track of electioneering? What if someone tries to influence them, confront them, either outside the voting location, maybe even inside?
First thing they want to do is they want to tell a poll worker right away. And that poll worker will probably notify the Board of Elections. And again, that number is 973-579-0950. We do not want to disenfranchise any voter, and they should not be pestered by anybody. We're doing the best we can at keeping a clean, fair election.
And on the flip side, if a voter feels that they haven't been treated fairly, whether through fact or just perception, is the Board of Election number a similar outlet for them, or is that someone who needs to go to, I know the state has a number, 1-877-NJ-VOTER, for example?
Yes, they can call the Board of Election, and Chris, they'll be directed again to the state if they're not satisfied with what the Board of Election has to say.
Although, again, referencing your website, SussexCountyClerk.org, if someone spends not even a significant amount of time, a lot of this information you've made crystal clear. So I commend you and your organization for doing that, sir.
Well, I thank you for that. I'm very proud of the staff we have here. They work very hard. Many people think elections are just primary and election day, primary day and election day. But it's an all-year process with the cleaning up the voter rolls, doing the best we can. The state registration system, the SVRS system, is a little bit slower than what we would like it to be. But the state is trying to get that cleaned up, so in the event that somebody had passed away or somebody has left the state, that they're taking off the voter rolls in the state of New Jersey. Again, if somebody passes away, the Board of Elections should be notified as soon as possible, and then they can get that information into the state registry.
I don't want to bring you into the politics of anything, but I do want to pause for a moment and recognize the poll workers, because unlike previous elections, and certainly those who have been doing this for quite a few years, this will be not a usual experience, at least the potential is there, and they should be commended as well for staying true to the cause of making sure every vote is counted and we have a fair and equal election. So points and props to them.
100% in agreement. They've done three locations so far have done an exceptional job for Sussex County. We're very proud of the work that they're doing. They're very professional and very courteous, and I think that's all that people can ask for today, the help, and organizations like yourself that giving more information out and informing people. That's the best thing we can do, and you want to feel good when you walk away that you know your vote's going to be counted whichever way you vote.
Very true, and the websites to gain that information, should you have any questions, SussexCountyClerk.org. If you're in Sussex County, in the state, in the rest of the state, if you're listening on the stream, vote.nj.gov. You can also, if you have questions, there is a voter information number that the state has set up as well, and that is 1-877-NJ-VOTER. You have no excuse not to vote because you weren't sure or did not know a certain point of information, because it is all available to you. So it is now time for you to step forward and honor your responsibility as a citizen and a voter. We've been joined by the county clerk for Sussex County, New Jersey, Jeff Parrott. Mr. Parrott, thank you so much for the work that you do to encourage voting, and thank you so much for being here today.
Chris, I appreciate it very much. Thank you for taking the time and keeping the public informed. And again, thank you. A big thank you out to the poll workers. And I know that you brought it up and are appreciative of the work that they did. Thank you very much.